95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today. Hey, Stu.
Yep. How's Sluggo doing?
He's doing well.
Yeah?
Good. Yeah.
Good.
He's doing better now.
He's fishing today, is he?
They were fishing.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And they caught something.
Oh, no.
Yes, oddly enough.
Oh.
Very strange that way. On the show today, we've got some positive Ukraine news. Been trying to find one story every day that's positive.
You found one?
Yes.
Awesome.
It's possible.
I can't wait to hear it.
At 3:50 and 5:50, we do People Are Dumb.
Yeah.
We have some LA Kings tickets to give away on the show today.
Bitchin'.
You were a dick when you were younger.
I'm a dick now.
Right, but I mean, you were a bigger dick when you were... I assume you were a dick when you were younger.
Oh, yeah, the biggest.
We were talking about driving instructors and what a terrible job that must be.
Oh, my God. Well, they're doing a terrible job.
And then Sluggo said, yeah, I pull way out of the way and give them plenty of space. And I said, honestly, I sort of occasionally would crowd them.
Would crowd somebody when they got that sign on the
thing? Yes, when it said student driver. I'd go, you know what? You need to be prepared for the big bad world out here in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
Drivers are terrible. So I would inch in.
Oh, okay.
That's a dick move.
Kind of, but, you know, tough love.
Right, tough love.
I don't necessarily hate that. We need to debate that or discuss
it. I like
it
to call it tough love instead of dick move.
Of tough love it is.
I like it. And a man found a lottery ticket. Just found it. Was looking around. $9 million.
I saw that.
Craziness.
Prick.
And we've got our next door weekend update, which we do every Monday. Weekend update is people are bad.
Oh.
People are bad.
Weekend update wasn't that. That's
next door weekend update. The next door app.
Oh, okay. Oh, and what happened in your next door?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Thin walls make for horrible neighbors, like, or something. I don't know.
55 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today.
Yep. Yeah.
That was Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen and Epiphany. Every Monday when we come in, we like to do Nextdoor app. Are you on Nextdoor app?
I realize what you're talking about. Yeah, I thought you were talking about your actual Nextdoor neighbors.
No. Nextdoor app.
Yeah, Nextdoor app.
People are A, dicks.
Oh,
B,
boy.
Funny.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
Both.
But certainly dicks.
Correct, yes. So let's start with this week's weekend. Nextdoor app. More vandalism. There's a picture of a front window with a piece of cheese on it.
No. They cheese their window?
This is the second time in a week that someone has put cheese on my car. By the way, if I'm reading this, I am buying cheese.
We need an address.
Loading up
the
car with cheese.
Get Kraft singles.
Someone in this neighborhood is a failure as a parent and raised a piece of garbage that can't respect other people's property.
Oh.
I will be filing a report with the police. Anyone that thought this was funny when this happened last time can just refrain from replying. So obviously they were mad the first time and a bunch of people thought it was funny
and they responded. This is a joke. This is not a joke.
I won't tolerate your acceptance of disrespect. You think that's a joke?
I don't know.
No, that's real.
Wow.
In the Nextdoor app.
They just left a single on his windshield.
Yeah, just a single piece of cheese.
They didn't glue it down?
No.
Because that's what I would have done.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, that again.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing you could do in my neighborhood. Because then I would think, oh, well, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Let's get some cheese.
Yeah.
I found a button. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a different one. Linda says, my ex-husband is a great contractor. His name is David. And then Joshua says, looks like he got out of the contract he had with you. And she says, not funny. I tend to disagree. I think that's funny.
Yeah, no, that was a good one.
Sarah says, stop feeding crows bagels. They aren't eating the bagels that you're giving them. They're stashing them in my trees, and it's raining bagels at my house.
Killer.
Isn't that the best?
Well, it could be raining a lot worse if they were eating them.
Correct, yes.
So
this is Nextdoor Weekend Update. In Allen, Texas, this one happened. Apologies to anyone who might have just witnessed a lady running down an alley in her underwear yelling baloney.
Baloney!
My dog named Baloney escaped and I panicked.
Oh,
She was running down in her underwear chasing her dog.
Well, Pixar, it didn't happen.
But good for her to say anyone who saw
a
lady running down the alley in her underwear yelling baloney. There's
awesome.
A reason.
Lace? Satin? What do we got?
Doesn't say.
Doesn't
There's no picture.
Come
they didn't
on.
Put a picture. They didn't put a picture.
That's wretched.
And finally, y'all going to have to sit down for this one, is how it starts. Someone has been stealing my packages from Amazon and UPS. I got the notification that it was delivered, but by the time I got home, they were gone. My Ring camera caught them every time, but they just put a hood on their head. Yesterday, I decided to put a fake package by my door that was filled with skunk powder that popped when the box opened.
Sweet. Well done.
That's really good thinking.
Well played.
Yeah. Y'all ready for this part? The next day, the thief's mother came to my house cursing at me because she couldn't get the skunk scent powder off of their clothes.
Oh.
I just politely went online and filled out a police report.
Excellent. Well played.
What kind of mother's going to go, hey, why would you do that? Your son is stealing my stuff?
It's probably the same. That's probably the parents of the kid with the cheese on the windshield.
They're not
raising their kid.
What if this were all the same account? That would be awesome. That would be truly great.
Yeah, I like this. Because the next door, I look at next door in LA.
Quack, quack, quack.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today. I try to find a positive story about the Ukraine every single day. Ukraine, not the Ukraine. And today I found that Fortnite. Have you ever played that game, Fortnite?
I've seen it.
You get an island, you build a little hut, and you can build like a garden.
Yeah, there's too much sleep to be had
and
to
you can
play
catch
Fortnite.
Fish.
Catch fish, really?
Yes. And then you
virtual
get,
fish.
Yes, of course.
Wow.
And then you get coins to build. I don't know. I'm not exactly.
Sounds like a fantastic waste of time.
On Sunday, Epic Games released a new season of Fortnite, and with it the promise for 2 weeks that all of the proceeds from the game would go toward humanitarian relief for Ukraine.
Okay.
How about that?
Still not playing, but okay.
Right? But I was shocked by this number.
Go on.
1 day later, the developer revealed that it had already raised $36 million.
In a day.
In a day.
On Fortnite.
The money is being donated to a handful of different aid groups, including Direct Relief, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, the United Nations Children's Fund, and the World Food Program.
This is a new, what is it, like a special version of Fortnite?
Yeah, they call it a new season. They call it a new season.
A new season of Fortnite. It's not a show.
No, it's a game. It's a video game.
So new,
plays on it.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
New for 2022. New War edition.
Xbox is also donating its net proceeds from the game during the same period. And then it just goes on and on. Other gaming companies have similarly been raising funds for humanitarian efforts in Ukraine. A huge bundle of nearly 1,000 games on itch.io, I'm not sure what that is, raised more than $6 million, while Humble Bundle is currently raising funds through a bundle that has raised more than $12 million.
I don't know what any of that is.
I don't either, but God bless them.
Oh, wow.
When have you ever seen video game companies come together around a cause?
Yeah, no.
That's not a thing.
I know.
Ever.
What is the angle here?
The angle is they are trying to help Ukraine.
That's it?
Yes. That's all there is.
Well, how come, Nabisco is, or I don't know.
Listen, there are 40 other companies that have joined in. When we put the financial sanctions on Russia, Coca-Cola stopped selling. McDonald's closed 185 restaurants or something like that.
This is true.
Yeah, so there are a lot of different businesses that
everybody that was touring, they're out.
No one goes to Russia.
That's cool.
Right. So it's there's actually a lot of people stepping up and saying, I am going to help these people because this is ridiculous.
It's pretty ridiculous.
So good for Fortnite.
And they're,
good for you.
And the effort is going, depending on who you listen to, it's actually going pretty well for Ukraine as they're being bombed to hell.
So far. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo.
Woo!
About this time every day, 3:50 and 5:50, we try to do People Are Dumb.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Do you know who made that? Because that seems
good.
That seems very offensive.
Offensive?
Yeah, who made that?
I don't know.
Huh.
That's but it's a good job.
Seems offensive. You like it?
Being very offensive, yeah.
Man gets prison after jumping out of plane at LAX. I don't know if you saw this story. Did you see last year at the end of the year?
He got prison out of jumping out of a plane?
After jumping out of a moving plane at LAX.
Prison, no hospital. Okay, go on.
A United Airlines bound flight for Salt Lake City was taxiing.
Oh.
And the passenger, 34-year-old Luis Armando Victoria Dominguez from Mexico.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Quote, sprinted to the front of the aircraft and started hanging on the door and banging on it and screaming and whistling, yes, and yelling.
You know, yeah, well, that's I know what air travel can be like. And, I mean, he did what we all want to do.
No.
He didn't?
I've never wanted to rush a
cockpit. That plane now.
No, you don't.
I do, too.
At this, well, let me finish the story.
Okay.
So now he doesn't get any response. He doesn't get into the cockpit. Uh-huh. So he turns and tries to open the door.
To get out? Oh, that's
to get out.
That's the part I'm talking about. I don't want to go in the cockpit. I want out the plane.
Oh, so you want the worst part. So a flight attendant tried to stop him. He shoved her out of the way.
As you
do. A passenger tried to stop and shoved him out of the way.
Wow.
Opened the door while they were taxiing.
He's got some know-how.
And the slide came out, the automatic, like,
yeah,
fun slide.
Yellow inflatable slide.
That none of us have ever done.
I'm dying to.
Right, same. I want to know what it's like.
In the event of a water landing.
And I'm not exactly sure how this happened, but the pilot thought, with the slide down, if I leave the plane's engines on, it's going to suck it into the engines.
Oh.
So the pilot thought quick enough and turned off the engines.
Oh, wow, because that's a thing.
A nearby passenger tried to restrain Dominguez, but he managed to get away and jump from the aircraft. And tell me how this is possible. Missing the slide.
Wow.
Well, I don't know how you could.
Okay, I'm thinking the slide is inflatable. It's light. It's flailing. It's going behind, like, you know.
I don't know, because the pilot had shut down the engines.
Shut down the engine, it does take some time. The plane is still moving, so he jumps expecting the slide to be perpendicular to the plane.
Maybe.
But it's not there anymore because you're moving.
And how high are you in an airplane?
Pretty high.
Yeah, is it like 25, too. 30 feet?
You know, if I was the pilot, I'd take off again.
The guy landed on the tarmac and started crawling away, leg broken.
Oh, God.
So he rushes the cockpit, realizes he can't get in, opens the door, misses the slide, breaks the leg, and crawls away.
And crawls away. Acid, anybody?
Close.
That's what I'm going to
close. Dominguez pleaded guilty in October last year to one count of interference with flight crew members and a flight attendant.
Yeah.
In addition to prison time, he also was ordered to pay more than $20,000 in restitution.
$20,000.
He later told authorities that he had smoked, quote, a lot of crystal meth before heading to the airport. And he told the FBI that a bunch of people around him were making jokes about going to the wrong destination.
Oh.
Like, oh, yeah, I sure hope we get to Portland on time or wherever they're going to wherever they were going.
Yeah.
And they were making jokes and he believed it because he was on meth. So he's like, oh, my God, I'm on the wrong flight.
So I got to get
I need to get out
I'm
now.
I'm supposed to be in Los Angeles. I'm in Portland.
I don't understand exactly what it was, but.
Well, that's why we don't smoke meth.
That's why we don't smoke meth. You stay away from meth, kids.
Crack is, you know, the way to
crack
go.
Crack is the way to go. Right. That's true.
People are dumb. A dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Stu is in for Sluggo today.
I'm air drumming all of that.
You were. You were right on it.
Phil, I got it.
Uh-huh. I'm a car drummer as well.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that is
some people are guitarists, some people are singers.
You can't guitar on a steering wheel.
Right, no.
You got a drum. It's
especially
a drum.
When the rhythm is in your soul, like
dude,
me.
When Neil Peart's on it, get on it. That's how I crashed a car.
What?
No.
You crashed a car? Oh, you're kidding.
Playing,
okay.
Yeah.
We were talking last week about what a nightmare it must be to be a student driver instructor.
Oh, sure.
A driving instructor has to be a terrible job.
Well, I think they're doing a terrible job. So I
well,
guess
they are.
Yeah.
They are. Most of them end up not caring.
Oh, clearly.
So, yeah. Like, we had people call in that would say they had a driving instructor who fell asleep. And they just drove around for a little while and then went back
They should have to put some skin in the game. Like, there should be ramification. Like, if you're a driving instructor, that's a huge responsibility, I think.
Yeah, but who can you get to do it? Because they don't pay them a lot.
Well, no, pay them a lot and
okay.
I'll do it.
Okay. But you would put your life in your hands every minute.
Yeah. Don't they have like redundant control? So if they're doing something stupid,
I think they have
like
a brake.
Stomp on the brake.
Maybe. That's possible.
I don't know.
All right. But listen, so we were talking about it and Sluggo said, I always drive wide of the car. If it says student driver.
Oh, sure.
I give them plenty of space.
Yeah. And you do.
And then I said, well, I mean, there was a time in my youth, I'd like to emphasize that. when if I would see a student driver, I would just, just move in a little. I'd just cross their line a little bit.
So you'd move in on them side to side? Or front to back, whatever.
I'd tail them a little too close. Yeah. Anything to make them nervous.
In front of them and test their speed braking skills?
No.
Seems self-defeating.
No, I never brake checked anyone. No, especially not a student driver. No, not at all.
Man.
But it is something that I look at and I go, what a dick.
You were a dick.
Right. So that's what we're going to look for, is you telling on yourself.
Wow.
818-955-KLOS.
Yeah.
You were a dick when you were younger, I assume. I assume all guys are dicks when they're younger.
This is going to be like a hardcore confessional episode.
Okay, good.
You're dick. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I used to.
Do we need sad music?
I could climb up on the wall in my backyard and reach up on the roof. And we had one of those tar shingle roofs.
Right.
In Buena Park. And I would. And those things, you know, you just snap them off and if you get a perfect square, those things will fly.
Oh, yeah.
And I would get up on the roof and I would chuck those things. And listen for the
Would you send it into another?
Like into a neighbor.
Into like, another neighbor?
Yeah, like, you know, I would huck it as far as it would go, and it would easily clear the next block.
Oh, okay, good. So no one knew where it was coming from.
Nobody would know. And I think one time I did hear a little, you know, some glass breakage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I don't know, whatever, you know, other times I huck them, I never hear anything.
So 90-year-old you now wouldn't do that. But when you were a kid.
When I get to be 90, if I can do it, I'll totally do it. Because, you know, you can do that when you're 90.
I used to blow those tiles off the roof with M80s. You just put an M80 there and it would just.
Yeah. I put an M80 on somebody's windshield one night.
And put it on somebody else's windshield. I put it on the house roof.
They were taking a shower. And everybody had, you know, similar floor plans.
Right.
So I knew where on which window that was. And the light was on, the shower was going, and I crept up, put an M80 on the sill.
Oh, my God.
And then lit it and took off running.
You were a dick.
Boom.
And that's
we
fantastic.
Laughed and laughed and laughed all the way home. And
you ever get caught?
Didn't get caught.
Never
for
got
that
caught.
One. Not
all right.
That one.
818-955-KLOS. You're telling on yourself now. You may not do it now. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you were a dick at a time.
Yeah, don't tell us about what you're doing now.
No, we want to know when you were a dick and what it is that you did. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
What's that number again?
955-KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. That is still playing and it's not supposed to, so give me a second to turn that off. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. That's my mistake. We are talking about you were younger, sure, but you were a dick.
Yeah.
You were a dick when you were younger. Is that true of you?
When me and my little brother, when we were like, I was 15, he was like 12, we lived by a golf course, and we'd get the golf balls, and we'd go in our backyard, and he would toss them to me, and I would just smash them out of my yard into who knows where they went.
Just wherever it went, and then you would listen to hear something breaking.
With an Easton bat, so those things were flying, and when I think about it nowadays, I'm like, I don't think I would have liked to have been that person's neighbor.
No, of course not.
But that's some skill, dude. If you can hit a golf ball with a baseball bat, you know, that's not.
Oh,
right, but I don't think that's the point here. The point is he was being a dick.
Oh, absolutely.
You, dude, those things would fly.
Yeah,
we believe it.
I want to go do that.
No, that's not the point.
On a golf course.
Right, sure. KLOS, hello.
Growing up on the neighborhood, we had this old lady that hated kids. And always telling our parents what we did, or we cross the yard, or whatever. We're always in trouble. So at Christmas time, after Christmas is done, everybody put their Christmas trees out. Where we grew up, you had a front porch, and then your front door was kind of set back, this little opening.
Right.
We put as many Christmas trees as we could in her front porch, so she couldn't get out of the house. She didn't by herself.
I don't hate that at all. And she had it coming.
So,
did she have it coming?
I don't know how long. I don't know. Oh, yeah, she had it coming.
That's the important thing. As long as you can convince yourself that she had it coming.
It was justified.
KLOS, hello.
Fort Lauderdale was drunker than a skunk, walked into the hotel, took a painting, and my friends told me about it the next day because I woke up the next morning and go, what's this painting doing here? You took it, gave it to my mom for a Christmas present.
Nice.
She hung it up over the... fireplace, mm-hmm. and I got to look at it every single time and remember that story.
I like that one.
That's fantastic. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. 818-955-KLOS. When you were younger, you were a dick. We're talking about you were younger and perhaps you were a dick. You have a story like that?
So I used to get like ketchup packets and stuff like that and fold them in half and put them under the nubs of the toilet seat.
Wow. That's genius. Yeah,
that's diabolical.
And, dude, I got this from a children's book series called Captain Underpants. the kid did it in the book, and I wanted to be like them so bad. And I've definitely closed down a couple bathrooms in my lifetime.
Captain
Underpants.
For the win.
Yeah, for the win so far, for sure. You sound like the nicest guy. I just can't imagine you doing that.
I know. I can't either, but I look back sometimes and I'm like, I don't regret.
Listen, all of us look back and have those times that we're supposed to regret, but we don't really.
No.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I want to tell you about what a dick I used to be.
Yes, please.
Well, my buddy and I, we went to the Rose Bowl parade. There was porta potties all over the place.
Right.
Uh-oh.
And the line was massive. And,
right.
You know, up around 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, them things were full.
Right.
So there's like a stream of water going down the gutter because all the liquid stuff was.
Right. We don't need to know how it works.
The top.
Right.
But when you know, somebody opens the door, you look in and it's like, holy cow, it's all the solid stuff all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
some guy comes pushing his way up.
Can I just interrupt? So you looked into the outhouse, and there was...
You gazed into the abyss.
Poop everywhere.
Right.
And still you were in line.
Well, I had to go, man. Right. You know? Yeah. So the guy cuts in front of me, and, you know, I gotta go, man. I can't wait. And I go, everybody else has been waiting in line. Get in line. And he's like, f*** you, guy. Well, I'm sorry. I can't say f*** on the radio.
No, but you can say it twice. That's fine, as long as you say it again.
When he gets in there, my buddy Steve and I, we just kind of motioned for everybody to back up a little bit. And we went around behind the porta potty, and we tipped it over in such a way that when it was landed on the door.
On the door, yeah.
So
he couldn't get out. Oh.
He had a delightful ride home, I'm sure.
You sound still strangely proud of that.
Yeah. Was this like this past Rose Bowl that you did this when you were younger?
Oh, my God. This was back in the 70s.
Okay. Okay.
All right. You sound like you're fully capable of doing it right now.
Hey, I'm Rick, man.
Nope. Right. Yeah. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today. We are giving away tickets to the LA Kings versus the Nashville Predators. We'll take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. We'll start with caller 13. We'll play a game.
Oh, okay.
Real NHL penalties, fake NHL penalties.
This is a very specialized field of knowledge,
I think. And it is four tickets to join the LA Kings celebrate Pride Night and take on the Nashville Predators tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. Tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. Or you can call right now at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. We're giving away tickets to the LA Kings tomorrow night as they play the Nashville Predators. It's Pride Night, and they're celebrating that. KLOS, who is this?
That's David.
David. You are ready to play our game, NHL penalty or real or made up. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here are your two words. One of them is a real NHL penalty. Slashing or bashing?
Slashing is a real one.
Slashing is the real one. You are correct.
David!
Well done. Hold on. We're going to do a drawing in a few minutes. Right. KLOS, hello. Who's this?
Jesse.
All right. Are you ready for your real penalty, fake penalty? There's two words. One of these is a real penalty. Hacking, spearing.
Hacking.
That is incorrect. It's spearing. I'm sorry. Right. Thank you for calling, Jesse. All right. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Bob Mosier.
Bob, are you ready to play real or fake NHL penalty?
Oh, my God. No way.
Yep. Well, you're in the game. Yeah. If you win it, you go into the drawing.
Awesome.
Sweet. All right. Here you go. Too few men on the ice, too many men on the ice.
Too many men on the ice.
Is the NHL penalty correct?
All right, Bob.
Nicely done. You hold on.
I am learning so much.
All right, KLOS, who's this?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, are you ready for real or fake NHL penalty?
real.
No. No, wait. I have to give you two options, and then you can tell me which one is real.
Ryan, my man.
One is made up, one is real. Are you ready?
Okay.
Tripping or slipping is real. That's correct.
Ryan, you are tripping.
That is correct. You hold on. All right. We have time for one more. KLOS, who's this?
This is Dennis.
Dennis, are you ready for real penalty, fake penalty?
Yes.
All right. Yelling at a player, unsportsmanlike conduct.
Real penalty.
One of them is. Right. One of them is.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Unsportsmanlike conduct is the real one. Congratulations. You got it.
Yeah, Dennis.
All right. So we got four different people.
We did. We got four. And the hopper.
You're going to do a drawing to pick one who wins? Is that your drum roll?
Yeah, right. I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, no, it's good.
All right, here it is.
What do you think the odds are of saying a name?
I'm eating these. It's David!
David! The first one! Dave!
Yes, sir!
Congrats! You got the tickets!
Yes, let's go!
You got four tickets to join the LA Kings as they celebrate Pride Night and take on the Nashville Predators tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, but you and three friends are going to go.
Right in a five hole,
yes,
Dave!
Sir, thank you! Let's go!
The world. I always feel like they should say
Of the world.
Of the world.
Well, you do it.
Sort of the end. Of the world.
There you go.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today.
This is fun.
Springfield, Oregon, this story comes from. Nearly 3 months after buying a Megabucks lottery ticket and quickly forgetting about it.
Yeah.
A man by the name of Wilbur Brown. Was it the Moose Lodge in Springfield, Oregon?
Hey, Wilbur.
On Christmas Eve.
What'd you do with that lottery ticket you bought?
That's not talking Springfield, Oregon.
Oh, no, I hear you.
Yeah.
The Moose Lodge in Springfield, Oregon on Christmas Eve.
Moose Lodge.
I was waiting for Christmas Eve to check in because that seems sad.
The Moose Lodge
on Christmas
Eve. Christmas Eve, Springfield, Oregon.
Seems sad?
Jack Coke, please.
Yes, and continuously Jack Cokes.
Yeah.
It wasn't until February, so the guy bought it Christmas Eve. It wasn't until February.
When he woke up from his hibernation.
That Brown once again found himself at the Moose Lodge.
Hey.
A server scanned his ticket and received the message, large lottery winner.
Hey, Wilbur, look at this.
Brown and his friends consulted the internet to figure out exactly what that meant.
By golly.
And found out that he had hit a $8.9 million jackpot.
You hit an $8.9 million jackpot, Wilbur. Jack and Coke, please.
And one for everybody.
Oh, Wilbur.
The round is on me.
Round the house.
He chose the 30-year annuity option, which is not normal. Everybody usually takes the cash. He gets $200,000 after taxes each year.
You know how far $200,000 goes
at a Moose Lodge?
I'll take all the Jack.
That's a lot of Jack and Cokes.
Woo!
Have you ever found anything expensive?
Is a $20 bill expensive?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's not $8.9 million, but yeah, it's a fine.
I don't know. I found a bag of weed once when I was like 15.
Oh, when you're 15.
That's like an $8.9 million check. Yeah.
Woo! I have a habit of hiding Christmas gifts. For other people? And then I forget where they are?
Yeah, I've done that.
Yes. And so the other day I came across four gift cards.
Awesome.
And it was the other day, so it's March. So
and who knows who they were supposed to be for?
Everybody was happy at Christmas, right?
Sure.
So I just started.
Those four friends of yours.
That was family members.
Oh, yeah?
And I feel like I took care of them all right.
I can't believe Uncle Kevin is so cheap.
Starbucks. $25 Starbucks cards, four of them.
Awesome.
And I was like, yes.
Are they on you?
Not right the second.
Damn it.
I have them. And I'm using them slowly.
I've lost lots of valuable things. Maybe that's the
angle. Right, but did you find it again?
Nope.
So that's what we're looking for at 818-955 KLOS. You've lost something? Perhaps you lost a wedding or engagement ring, which can be worth A lot of money. And then you found it.
Or a wallet. Maybe you lost
your
wallet.
Or you lost your wallet. I lost my wallet several times.
Dude.
Two times. It got returned to me.
I lose my wallet regularly.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. You know, when you lead this life, you're going to lose stuff.
What's the life you lead? When you lead this life. So you lost something, and then you found it, and it was really a find.
Yeah.
So you're weed when you're 15. That's huge.
That's a big deal.
Starbucks card's worth $100. That's a big deal. I spent it, so I earned it. So I'm going to use it.
My virginity. Gone.
Yeah. But you'll never find it again.
No, I sure won't. No one will.
818-955-KLOS. If you have something that you found that was extremely valuable and was shocking to you.
It wasn't all that valuable.
Your virginity? Yeah. No, but the weed was.
Yeah.
The weed was. 818-955-KLOS. We'll take your calls next. We're talking about you found something expensive.
I did. I actually had a $1,500 Tissot watch that my husband gave me as a wedding gift.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I had it for years and everything. And at the time I lost it, we were living at his mom's house. We moved in with her because he was helping her run her business, helping her with the household payments, stuff like that. And one day my watch just came up missing. And we searched everywhere. We couldn't find it. And I'm crying because this is, you know, my wedding gift. It was an expensive watch.
Right.
And that night I had the oddest dream, you know. And it was on the news, and they were interviewing some guy at a garbage dump. And they were asking him, you know, because he found a body.
Right.
And they were interviewing about this body. And they're like, well, have you ever found anything else? He said, yeah, just yesterday, I found a really nice gold watch that I gave to my wife.
Oh, my God.
I just called it a Tissot, you know? And so I was thinking about it when I got to work. I'm like, that dream had to mean something. So I called my husband. I said, I know where it's at. I said, it's in the trash in the bathroom. We had a little waste basket in there. And I said, I know it had to have fallen in there. Well, of course, it's trash day. So he's like, honey, I'm going to get through the trash. I started crying. He goes, okay, fine, I'll go look. So he goes digging through this garbage. He finds the bag that was from the trash. He opens up. There's my watch.
Ooh.
Wow.
You're psychic.
That is fantastic. And you saw that in a dream.
It was the weirdest dream, too. Like I said, it was about a guy who found a body at the dump.
Wow. That would have been the body of your husband if he hadn't gone digging for the watch.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, my God, I can't believe I... Yeah, I got my watch back.
That is crazy. Wow. You are so lucky. Thank you for calling.
Good
we appreciate
story.
It. 818-955-KLOS. You lost and found something very expensive. We are talking about losing and finding something expensive. You have a story like that?
Hi, I've got a lost and found story.
Yes. What did you lose? What did you find?
Last September, I was on my way to a funeral, and I was on the 15, and it was falling way, way, way down. And I know I saw a dollar bill, whatever. So when I came home, I turned around, and I guess I pulled over on the freeway, but it was a $100 bill.
No kidding.
Oh, wow.
And it was up against the fence.
And then
another time going over the Ortegas, I told my boyfriend, wait, stop. I think we were right at Carrizo Village, and I think that's funny. And we pulled over, and we collected like $370 in the grass.
Who found from the grass?
What?
Who just finds money?
Is there an armored truck maybe had a problem?
Or maybe somebody put their wallet on the car or something. We didn't find anything.
Could be. Wow.
Did you say you pulled over on the freeway?
I pulled. It was like a good area, shoulder to pull over, so I wasn't putting anybody at risk.
Yeah,
but
I don't care about that.
No, he was going to congratulate you for stopping on the freeway to get the $100 bill.
Yeah, good eye.
Hell yeah, it could. I might have been a $1 bill. I don't know, but it was $100, and it was my son's birthday 2 days later, so I gave it to him.
Nice.
Wow.
Very nice. KLOS, hello.
My ring, it fell into the trash can, and then a year later, I get a call back. The janitor found it, and yeah, that was the only surprising story.
A year later,
fell into the what?
Yeah, and this is at Cal State LA, and this is what
in the trash.
Security guard.
Oh,
wow, that's crazy. Thank you, KLOS. Hello,
Fuego.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so true story.
All right,
I have a friend who has a pickup truck for sale.
Mm-hmm.
So I got like $6,800 in my pocket, and I ready to leave. And he calls and says, sorry, somebody beat you to it. Right after that, my daughter calls. I need a ride from work. So I take the $6,800 and stick it in the garage up on the rafter above the door,
right.
And I leave.
Right.
So I would
I come back, have a couple beers and a fatty, forget all about $6,800.
Wow.
6 months later, I'm cleaning the corner of the garage. And it turns out that rats had grabbed it and pulled it down into the corner and chewed it up and made a nest out of it.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I went to the bank with all these scraps and pieces. I probably got half of the money back after filling out a bunch of federal forms.
Did you sit down and try to, like, tape it back together or whatever?
Yeah, but it was just one of those things. I was kind of rolling at the time. I was flush. So, you know, $6,800.
Yeah, $6,800, that's nothing.
Whatever, I could forget about that.
Yeah, right. You know.
Sure.
Pocket change.
$68 up on the rafter. I'm not going to...
When I found it 6 months later, I realized what had happened.
That's hilarious.
A couple beers and a fatty.
Yep,
and
that'll do it. That'll do it every time. Yeah. A couple beers and a fatty.
I mean, it's probably $68. You could have got some good rat traps or at least hired somebody.
But at the time, I had no idea that the rats would find it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Rats are assholes.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, they're bad.
Rats are motherfuckers. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
What have we learned today, Kevin?
On the periodic table of elements, scandium is SC, which really surprised us. We were shocked by that.
I had no idea. I until this second, even.
I'm still shaken to my core. Sluggo's dissertation at Stanford was about the Diophantine equation. And I finally fessed up to being a handbag designer for Valentino for 2 years after college.
That was the biggest surprise of the day, I think. And you, a lovely clutch you've brought me as well. Thank you. All right, I'm off to put the kitty in my clutch or something.
I will see you tomorrow. Peace out. I don't feel like that speaks specific enough. How do we know?
Is that cow saying it?
What?
It sounded like it was saying moolah.
That cow was saying moolah, yes.
Oh.
It's the KLOS cash cow. It has arrived. Text the word Venice. This hour's word is Venice. V-E-N-I-C-E to 68683. That is Venice to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply. And you have more shots to win on the 20s until 10 p.m. tonight on the world famous KLOS.
This is the best. Yeah, Venice. How do you spell that?
That sounds like the KLOS cash cow.
Smells like it.
Moolah, yeah. All right, right now you need to text the word cow. This hour's word is cow, C-O-W.
Spell that again.
C-O and then a W.
O-W, okay.
68683, that is cow to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Which one's the W?
That's the last one. Okay.
C-O-W. I don't know what it looks like.
Standard data messaging rates reply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck.
Nope.
Is this the sound of Scotland?
Maybe. Scottish cows. They give the best milk, I hear.
What are they?
Moolah.
Moolah, did they say?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that would be the KLOS cash cow.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
didn't,
right.
I didn't recognize it at first.
Oh, no, neither did I. She's changed up her eye makeup.
She has arrived. And you need to text the word barn to 68683.
Barn as in you were born in a?
B-A-R-N to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Nice.
Standard data messaging rates apply. Let me try that again.
No.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck.
Good luck, Moo!